Klein, the leader of a group of eight breakaway Democrats and a key power broker in the state Senate, is accused by a former staffer of forcibly kissing her on March 31, 2015, outside of an Albany bar. The woman made the allegations in an article in the Huffington Post. Klein says he's innocent and that the alleged incident never happened. The senator, speaking just before the article was published, says he'll cooperate with any investigation.
Make it very clear to everyone that I have nothing to hide and welcome any investigation into the facts of this matter.
Governor Cuomo, along with two Senate Democrats, including the Senate Democratic leader, is among those calling for an independent probe. But there are few options available under current law. Cuomo proposed in his State of the State speech setting up an entirely new entity. It would independently review sexual harassment complaints. But that hasn't happened yet. And even if the legislature were to rapidly approve it, it could not apply retroactively to the complaint against Klein. The leader of the state Senate, John Flanagan, says the chamber does not have the jurisdiction to investigate the charges because the accuser is no longer a Senate employee and no formal complaint has been filed. Jean Bucaria with the National Organization for Women says the allegations need to be investigated and taken seriously. She says the case shows how badly New York needs a better system for dealing with sexual harassment complaints.
There's really not a clear pathway for victims to come forward and get the help that they need, and that needs to change.
Senate Leader Flanagan does say that a probe of the accusations against Klein may be within the scope of other entities. The one existing state agency that could investigate the allegations is the Joint Commission on Public Ethics, or JCOPE. No formal complaint needs to be filed as long as 8 of the 14 commissioners agree to launch a probe. The commissioners are appointed by Governor Cuomo and the majority and minority leaders of the Senate and the Assembly, as well as the Comptroller and Attorney General. A spokesman for JCOPE says as a matter of policy, he can't comment on the existence of any investigations. Susan Lerner with the government reform group Common Cause says while JCOPE is a step in the right direction, it also is problematic.
Once JCOPE finishes its investigation, it sends its recommendations back to the legislature. And there we are with senators and assembly members deciding how they want to treat a colleague. That's an inherent conflict at the end.
JCOPE also has a complex system of veto powers by commissioners, which makes it easier for factions or even members of the same political party to block an investigation that they don't like. Lerner says a new system needs to be created that is timely and fair to both the accused and the accuser.
If you are an elected official who is accused of some sort of wrongdoing, then you want to have your name cleared. You want a resolution as quickly as possible. If you're an individual who feels that they have been harassed or mistreated or that there is some sort of misconduct going on, then you want a quick resolution of the situation as well, as does the public and the taxpayer.
The woman who made the allegations against Senator Klein, Erica Vladimir, agreed to be identified in the Huffington Post article. Vladimir also posted on Facebook. She did not back down from her allegations against Klein, saying the senator violated her body and ultimately her mind and soul. And she pledged to support others who find themselves saying, "Me too," saying they do not have to go through it alone. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.